Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Death of an Angel. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Welcome to La La Land.
This week, the mayor of the real La La Land reminded the world that this miniature railway is actually one of his city's most historic landmarks.
Rebecca, you don't know what this episode is going to be, which is not typical for us. We usually know ahead of time.
Yeah, that's right.
All you know right now is the intro.
That's all.
That we did.
But I know it.
You think you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I know it. I know what you're... I know. I mean, listen, you teased this last time we met up to record, and so, and then the intro is like, yeah, if I'm wrong, please let me know.
Well, I was playing games with your mind. I'll tell you how I got here. And I mentioned this
psychological warfare.
I mentioned this is
in
your
my hot apartment.
I mentioned this is your territory.
Mm-hmm.
This is something normally I would lean on you for the information,
mm-hmm. which you should never do.
I was downtown. My sister was here from New York,
mm-hmm.
and we were walking around downtown,
oh.
and I was talking about how much I love Los Angeles, and she should just spend more time here,
mm-hmm.
and I thought we were going to walk past Angel's Flight.
Oh, that was a fake out.
I got you.
That was a real fake out, because you did mention the Hollywood sign suicide
previously,
earlier,
yeah.
and so I thought that was it, but Angel's Flight makes sense. Because Death of an Angel, Angel's Flight, putting the pieces together in my storage unit with string.
It's downtown Los Angeles, Angel's Flight.
DTLA, baby.
And originally I was going to do this as a Friday fail.
I actually
based
do know
on,
a lot about this.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you do.
Yeah.
There was one aspect of this mm-hmm. that I was going to use for the Friday fail,
mm-hmm.
and it's the death part.
Yeah,
but
yeah. People have died. And
people have
injured.
Died.
Yeah,
yeah. But I was like, you know what? I feel like I don't know a lot about this, so I wanted to learn as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
We took a promo pic there.
We did take a promo pic there. It's a pretty good promo pic.
Maybe we'll put it up. We never really used it.
I mean, I think we should put it up.
We'll put it up so you get
you can get a sense of
it's
who we are.
85% us, 15% Angel's Flight.
That's right.
But hot I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I'm just going to kind of go through it a little bit. You can add mm-hmm. what you want to add.
Sure.
And then I'm going to get to some facts. And I'm also going to, I guess, foreshadow or kind of front load this with, I do have a little bit of an agenda with this one.
Are you going to buy Angel's Flight? You have an agenda with it.
I have an agenda with it. So
where
I'm putting out a lot of things.
At,
I'm really messing with you, playing with your emotions.
You're really? Yeah. I'm panicking.
I like it. I like doing that. Once in a while, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I got to do that. So Angel's Flight was established in 1901.
Mm-hmm.
It has gone through a lot of...
Oh, you bet.
It's gone through a lot, mm-hmm. but it's still standing, and that's what we love about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's
absolutely.
Part of the reason why we do a podcast like this.
Mm-hmm.
Things that survive. Things that don't survive, but
mm-hmm.
things that survive despite, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
there's
like...
There's really no reason for
there's
it.
There's no reason for it, but it does. And just like the great city of Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
it perseveres.
It sure does.
The Angel's Flight Railway has carried millions of people
mm-hmm.
up and down the steep incline of Bunker Hill. I mean, it is just Like, you look at it now, and you're like, what is the purpose of this?
Yeah, it is just a tourist attraction now.
Yeah, just...
It takes you to the top of... And actually, like, it is a really good amalgamation of how people commuted from the financial district of the time to Bunker Hill. But now it's like, oh, great, one Starbucks to the Starbucks below. Here we go.
But it's really not a train or cable car.
Mm-mm.
It is a, and hopefully I'm saying this right, funicular?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That's right.
It's a funicular.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short cable, railway built. Yeah. It's on an incline, usually mountainside or cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the two cars of Angel Flight are called?
God, I forget. What are they called?
Jerry Seinfeld. And Greg Kinnear.
Oh,
I don't know why I picked
those
two.
It's so crazy. They was created so early.
No.
How do they know that? It's like something short. It's like Laurel and like the short.
It's Sinai and Olivet or Olive.
Okay, yeah.
And it is the, it has carried more people per mile than any other railway. So it's the shortest in length, but it's also the most traveled.
Yeah. It's like people would take this just back and forth and back and forth. They would live, they would, again, work in the finance district. They would go back to their beautiful Victorian homes in Bunker Hill and just, they'd go back for lunch, they'd go back, whatever. Like, it was such a commonly traversed area before the advent of the car.
So it, you know, had its function and then time happens.
Mm-hmm. Time does happen.
Time, and then 1969, totally different time than 1901.
That's right.
It was...
you heard it here first.
Yeah. It was forced to close.
It was.
Just wasn't cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs it? And the part that I found really fascinating, and I could not find any pictures of it, maybe I didn't look hard enough, is that it was essentially like just put away in storage.
Yeah.
Packed up.
Yeah, it's true. It was put away in a bunch of different... And the storage moved around a lot, too, at that point. But also, in 1969, Bunker Hill is a really big part of this history, too. Bunker Hill was pretty... It was still... And Bunker Hill, I just want to say, is a street. It's like houses that are on a hill that people downtown would live in. It was kind of the first suburb of downtown. And you can get further, and actually Echo Park, where we're recording this right now, was another suburb.
We're relatively close to where we're speaking of.
These houses were still there at this point. So they're still... You know, like, kind of theoretically was a need, but nobody lived in them. They were pretty dilapidated. They got even worse when we get to the 80s and 90s.
And this is its second location? There's an original, was a half a block away on 3rd and Hill.
Yeah.
And then it was...
I'm not sure why they moved it, though.
Yeah. But it was still for the same... I mean, it was pretty... It was still the same topography that it had to, whatever. It was just, like, kind of moved over.
Yeah, this is just, like, an incline that goes, that is the... like entry point to downtown LA.
And if you're like, I don't know if I've ever seen it, you may have, and I will tell you why coming up. So you will get it. So it was, it was just in a warehouse until from 1969 to 1996.
Yeah.
That's a long... Crazy.
And during this time, Bunker Hill was totally wiped out. All the houses were taken out due to a new gentrification initiative because a lot of people were squatting there. Bunker Hill, like a lot of places in downtown, went from being these wonderfully beautiful old homes, Victorian homes mostly, but there was also new colonial, craftsman, Eastlake Village style houses. But then people couldn't afford to live there. The advent of the vehicle took people, you know, to different places. If you lived in Pasadena, you could go to Santa Monica. I mean, you were going like 40 miles an hour at that point, but people started moving west. So the epicenter of LA was not downtown anymore. So people didn't need to live so close anymore. They had cars. They moved elsewhere. They didn't have to be in such a like a tight spot, as urban as they wanted it to. So the houses became, at first, like people would rent out multi-units or they'd separate them. And then it became short-term housing. Then it just became like squatter city.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 1969 was crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it got even worse. But then in 91, they wiped all the houses out. So there was no more Bunker Hill. It was just like the shadow of what once was, which is a shame. And actually, a lot of those houses were taken down and then they're in Heritage Square Museum, which we are friends with. They're lovely people. So you can kind of see where those houses might have been like. But there's a lot of houses like that around here.
Yeah. This is... This is like, I know, I keep forgetting we're like in the area relatively of what we're generally talking about a lot of times.
Because
this is the most historic area of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is one of the older suburbs of Los Angeles. But a lot of the houses here also moved here, too, from where they were drilling oil, too. It was just like a nicer place to live. And it still is essentially a suburb of downtown, Echo Park. So very interesting.
And Angel's Flight was designated a historical cultural monument. It was actually number 4 in 1962. And added to the National Register of Historic Places in October 2000.
Yeah. That's a big old leap. It's open. Back it's still 50 cents at that point.
Yeah. It's still pretty cheap.
And I think also, I don't know if you're going to say this, there's one car there now, and it's a mixture of Olivet and Sinai or whatever. And also new parts, too.
The year I want to talk about is 2001.
A Space Odyssey.
2001,
the year we made contact.
Not for Leon Praport.
That's right.
It was not a space odyssey. February 1st, 2001,
mm-hmm.
and...
Y2K.
Go back to our Y2K. You're like, everything's fine. Go to 2001.
It's fine. Have an energy bar.
Leon Praport, I'm saying that right, 83 years old. Survivor of the Holocaust.
Yeah, this is really sad.
That's always like when you say that, it doesn't matter when it is.
I had cancer, then I got murdered. And you're like, what?
Yeah. It's like, even if he was like, he lived to 193, but dies like, but he was in the Holocaust. Yeah. And you're like,
exactly.
But you survive the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I'll get to. Yeah. I mean, this is like it's sad no matter
who. It's very sad. I also want to say, too, that a lot of people have gotten injured on this throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of the reason they shut it down earlier, or like before around 1969. It's a very rickety. You don't go very far, but you're on this very steep incline. The parts are not maintained very well. I just want to say people have been injured on this before this specific incident.
Are you their lawyer?
No comment.
On YouTube, there's a video of it from 1969 that is actually from some kind of like indie movie that kind of goes back and forth from Angel's Flight. So if you want to see Angel's Flight, you can find it on YouTube. It's not specifically filmed for like, posterity?
Maybe. See it in the movie LA Plays Itself. There's a ton of different monuments. You can see that there's some good footage of it. Way back when there. It looks great, honestly. It's very cool.
It's very cool.
It looks like it once was. It did a great job. Anyway, let's talk about something less fun. Or more fun, depending on who you are.
One of the funiculars, two cable cars, hurled down the steep track and collided with its twin. So I guess they were going at each other.
Yeah.
And they collided. The terrifying lunchtime accident sent passengers tumbling wildly inside the 100-year-old wooden car and propelled one man out the back door.
Yeah.
Crowds of pedestrians, top and bottom, watched, horrified. Because it's a tourist attraction.
It would be funny if someone didn't die. Like, you'd be people tumbling out. Like, I want to emphasize that it's such a short ride and the hill, it's like on a hill. So people are like, blah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of gears and metal. That's true. And
that's part pulleys. Of the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like going down a conveyor belt in a factory.
Yeah. A rickety conveyor belt going to nowhere.
So yeah. So people are just watching this happen because it's, you know, it's like I said, it's not like people weren't just using it functionally. It was for,
it's a tourist attraction now.
Yeah. He died February 1st after suffering severe head and chest injuries when him and his wife, plummeted downhill. Lola Praport, an avid painter, suffered a skull fracture and chest injuries and reportedly was guarded but stable condition at a local hospital. It was a New Jersey resident who formerly lived in Israel. Jersey, my home state.
Yeah.
Hit
Israel,
me hard.
Not my home state.
Not my home state. He was born in Poland to an extended family. That's what relatives told
the guy
LA
next to him
Times.
Was a proud boy, survived, lived to tell the tale.
During World War II, family members were deported to concentration camps, including Auschwitz, with Praport emerging as the sole survivor.
Jesus.
Relatives and neighbors describe Praport and Lola, who's 80, as a couple with a zest for life. I mean, they drove their own car, traveled frequently to places such as Prague, the Rockies, Israel, Hawaii, active volunteers, Rebecca, in their community.
Of course.
And particularly close to their children and grandchildren. And you're here you for the defense. Yeah, I'm their lawyer. And you're Big Pharma. Oh.
That's so sad.
They were just celebrating their 54th wedding anniversary.
Oh, God.
They just wanted to come to L.A.
They just want to come to Hollywood.
That's all that they wanted. And you took it away from them.
Make Angel's flight.
So the National Transportation Safety Board conducted an investigation to the accident and determined that the probable cause were improper designs, failure of various regulatory to ensure that, I mean, things were kind of like, yeah, they kept up on it, but it was like, it wasn't like, they were updating it to be modern. It wasn't like a modern car with it. Like there's new metals and there's new parts. It was like, well, we just have to keep this up. It's only going up and down.
It's fine. Yeah. No pressure.
But you know, things happen. There's a drive motor, service brake by gear train, the failure of this gear train that was the immediate cause. There was emergency brakes that act on the rim of each haulage drum, but due to inadequate maintenance, the emergency brakes. They're like, well, I mean, we got emergency brakes. We're going to test them.
Yeah, we're good cover. Where,
I also, like, something maybe I think, like, I mean, 2001 was relatively recent, but I sometimes think that cutbacks and funding and this, it's like, oh, do we really, how much do we need? And if this has gone through so many owners, like, I mean, there's a timeline of the amount of owners, like seven different owners over
exactly. And that's the thing I want to, like, I think there's been a lot of different efforts to save Angel's flight by a lot of different people. And it's hard to know how the information of what needs to be maintained gets passed along through those things. I also believe it shut down after, in the 60s when a boy stuck like a twig out the window and that like derailed the thing, and it's like, we got to shut this down.
There was another there was an injury where somebody, a woman, had to jump from it because it was, you know, but she was just injured. But
into it past the Hollywood sign. I was right.
I believe a sailor in 1943 ran, I mean, this was his negligence. I think he just ran up it and got run over.
That's right. God, it's all coming back to me. I often will point this out when I do a bar crawl around downtown, because it's so close to all these things. And it is just hanging out on a hill. It's still there. It's by Grand Central Market. It's by a bunch of stuff, but it doesn't look like, it's like unlike anything downtown anymore.
It looks like it's a little part of like an old school amusement park.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it should be on Coney Island.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You think it's pretty heavy, and maybe we could take a little break.
Yeah, let's do it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
We rarely get out, if you know us. We will either go to something historical, somewhere close to our homes, or we'll go to hang out with friends close to our homes. This was neither of those things. This, we went to C, the host of Swindled and other Swindled fans. Swindled is actually a Jason turned me onto this podcast.
It's currently my favorite podcast. Mad that I'm out of episodes, but they have a Patreon. They have bonus episodes. We have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon that needs more love.
We got bonus. There's got to be 20 something bonus episodes, and that's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. But I've never really been to a podcast.
Yes, this is our first
centric meetup.
Yeah.
And everyone was super cool.
Everyone was very cool. Everyone was a little too cool. You know, I feel they all quit. They were cool because they smoked cigarettes at one point, but they quit because they knew it was bad. They're sensible, cool people, very kind, very fun to chat with. We got to talk to the host, the guy who makes the music there, figure out kind of what the community's like. I think it's interesting because we do this in my living room, and we don't really know.
Occasionally we do it on the street, we do it on location, but
mostly we do it in this hot, hot living room with my cat ominously watching us. So it's fun to get out, and it's really fun when you guys interact with us too, because we have no sense of who listens or who cares. Nobody and nobody.
But it's interesting to see photo or see people in real photos or people in real life that would. I was like, hey, we all look like we listen to podcasts. I mean, everyone looks like listen to podcasts,
it's a trove of podcast lovers. We can tell right away. It's this bar was trendy West Hollywood people out on a Saturday night, and then a bunch of people in white band t-shirt or black band t-shirts who had fun colors in their hair and who were pretty introverted.
Yeah, but they were all pretty cool. Yeah. And the host of Swindled was great. Again, it's a great podcast. He was, I of course asked a bunch of questions. I was like, how do we...
Jason got right into
it. I got right into it. Well, we were emailing previously.
Yeah, you guys are dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Don't label it.
But that was an interesting... I think when you see things like that, it in some way kind of informs, because I was talking to other people how do you listen to podcasts? Or what are some of your favorites? Or what Patreons do you... people love Crime Junkies. Is that the one I said?
Crime Junkie, yeah.
Crime Junkies.
Yeah, we gave out some pins, too.
We had a couple extra pins from the Patreon, which everyone hopefully should have their...
Yeah, I hope you guys do.
Have your pins by now from the Patreon.
Let us know, please, at some point.
But we had a couple extra ones, and we talked to some people, and then we just gave out a couple of pins.
We rewarded them for socializing with us with a pin that they don't care about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of win-win.
Yeah. And then we had some wings.
Then we had a bunch of wings that were very messy.
Why did we get wings?
I don't know. We had the worst. They were how about some fries? How about some nachos?
Sliders.
And some dips?
Nope.
No, how about we get juicy wings? We sit in a corner and eat some juicy ass wings. Don't talk to anybody, and we're gonna wash it down with some pub cheese and a pretzel roll. First of all, this is kind of on this bar. What was the bar's name?
I had to forget. Six and something.
Whatever West Hollywood pub and grill kind of a thing. But we ordered a pretzel, and it was a giant roll. It was
a pretzel roll
that you ripped apart with your bare fucking juicy wing hands. You dipped it in the hardening pub cheese, and then you get back to your wings and you're just a mess.
Yes, it was a zol.
And then I made out with everybody.
Then we're let's go shake some hands and get in people's faces.
Let's put our breath, our disgusting watermelon sriracha breath in people's lives.
You want to know where my agenda is?
Where?
Because right now, because Angel's Flight has opened and closed and closed. It's open for a couple of years and it's closed for a while.
They're always down for maintenance, too. They're
now, it was closed, but one film broke all the rules.
Oh, baby.
Broke every single rule and got them.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Got
Beverly
them.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
One movie, one of my favorite movies. It's going to make some people groan and hate me, and some people might be like, oh, I like that movie too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie I've pushed on you many, many times. You haven't seen
this. I haven't seen
this love letter to L.A.
La La Land, I think.
It is La La Land. So if you've seen La La Land, they take a little, see a little, they come up the thing and they go through the door, and then the train conductor's like, hey, what are you doing here? And they kick and dance, and it's all great. And the rumor is that it actually had no electricity, but the chemistry and charisma of Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
It's also one of the hammiest episodes for whatever reason. You're living in it right now.
I am living it. So, but really what happened is everyone, they kind of passed the buck. They were just like, I don't know how, well, we know how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Money, favor,
yeah,
whatever it is. But a lot of people are like blaming it on other people saying, because it's, if it's closed, it's closed. Because mm-hmm. once you do that, then it's like, well, can we use it?
Yeah.
Can we? Because it's been used in other things before.
Yeah.
But when it's closed, it's like it cannot be used for filming. Like mm-hmm. that is the rule.
Yeah.
But if you believe in love,
God,
for once in your life, will you watch La La Land? I guess is where
I'll watch it. Listen, I used to work for this tour company not so long ago, and they mostly did like pretty like basic LA tours, but they had haunted stuff, and that's why they hired me to do tours. But they had this La La Land tour, and it was by far the most lucrative tour. People were like frothing at the fucking mouth to go on this lot, and people got the best tips if you led the lot, but you had to watch La La Land and you had to know where those places, I mean, they tell you where they were, but you needed a sense of the movie, and I still didn't watch La La Land.
Do you want another little
tip? Yeah, hit me.
We went to one of the locations of La La Land. You haven't seen La La Land,
mm-hmm.
but we performed our live show at the Hayworth Theater.
That's in La La Land?
It sure is.
Damn, are we living in La La Land right now?
You didn't realize how deep you were in it.
Jesus. Am I a jazz singer? Is he a jazz singer?
You invented jazz. You pretty much invented jazz. Yes, so they kind of pass the buck back and forth of like who, you know, can use this, who can't use it. And it's been opened and closed in 2017. They're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then it closed again for a couple of days, but it's been open ever since.
Yeah, I think. I feel like it might have been closed in there, but who knows? I guess if it's functional and you are willing to take the risk and you have two quarters in your pocket, I would ride it.
We should. I mean, I feel like we should. We've taken a picture near it.
We took a picture by it. We stopped there.
Have you ridden it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's like fun. It's
fun. I've never ridden it. I definitely want to do it. Mainly because I want to be where Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone have been.
Are they in La La Land?
They're always in La La Land in my mind.
Wow, it's so interesting.
In fact, when we went to that Swindle thing, and we were on, you know, we were waiting to talk to the dude because a lot of people talked to her. Yeah. I was like, I thought I was online to meet Ryan Gosling. This is disappointing.
Yeah, he said that. That guy was not amused.
He was, no.
I'm not Ryan Gosling.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're like, oh.
But it's close. Second, I was like,
close. That guy's a close second.
One of my favorite podcasts,
easy
I would
to
say.
Please. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
LAist, Atlas Obscura, JTA.com, which gave all.
Another place I used to work for, Atlas Obscura.
Yeah, they're great. JTA.com gave a lot of information on on Leon.
That was me. That was me hitting the LaCroix.
Yeah, that hit LaCroix. And you could check it out at angelsflight.org. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
Can check it out.
It's a .org.
Yeah.
Like, you can give money, you can probably. I think the LA preservation, the place that whatever does the downtown tours goes by it. You actually, if you walk there, you can hit the Disney Concert Hall. You can do.
Which is amazing. It's like.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And you can hit a lot of really, really historic areas. You can go to the Biltmore. It's in the epicenter by Pershing Square. If you, and it's right by. Yeah, lots of different things.
And yeah, when you see it, you'll know it. And there are actually a lot of funiculars. There are still some that exist in the world. Some are very steep.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was like, this is really steep.
Is there San Francisco? Is that?
Yeah, there's one in San Francisco. Yeah, yeah. But there's one, I think maybe in Charleston, and there's just ones around the world, and they still exist in some way or another. I don't know how
functional. They're like, this hill is too steep. Let's put a train there?
I mean, some of them look really terrifying. I mean, I looked up, it looks pretty terrifying. But, you know, if anyone can find any photos of the area of Angel's Flight where there's no, it's vacant. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no car. And I think they took away some of the stands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They packed it all up. I cannot find any photos of that.
Mm.
If anyone can, you could send them our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod.
That's right. And also, if you want Downtown Rex or the My True Crime Bar Crawl, where we go, which is right down there. Just email us, ghosttownpod@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram. I would be happy. I would be delighted to share the little bar crawl that I created and to tell you the places you should hit up if you go to Angel's Flight. Am I right?
Ryan. Emma Stone. One night. Come on.
All right.
Hey, this is Chris, the host of Killer Jobs, the podcast that discovers the day jobs of the world's most famous serial killers. Explore how these psychopaths functioned in the real world, how murder interfered with their work, and what coworkers had to say. Killer Jobs investigates a new serial killer every Tuesday and is available on all podcast players.
Everybody has a story, and not all of those stories are clear black and white issues, even when we think they are. We wonder, how did this happen? Or what is that like? Or what happens next? Are you sure you really want to know? This is Ignorance Was Bliss at IWB Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.